So Renee, you have your friends here tonight. And this is just what it's like in Hollywood. You've got all the cameras rolling, paparazzi. You're in the limelight. I know you don't like to be in the limelight, but for tonight, you have to be. And as her publicist in Hollywood, as her executive producer for her film, as her confidant whenever they have to edit or punctuate one part of the manuscript, we're here tonight on behalf of you. It's because you had a dream and a vision, and I salute your visionary attitude in sharing the story. And I know there's friends here tonight, but there's also new friends from Facebook and from some of the PR we've done here in Ashland. Can you share your thoughts at this moment and maybe a little bit about the book?
Thank you.
And toast to you. Here, here,
Renee.
And Michael, you should come so you can sit in the empty chair.
Okay, let me hand that off to Benjamin.
Our publisher is here from Southern California as well, looking dapper. His Hollywoodness.
All right. All I can say is, how does it get any better than this?
Yeah. What else is
possible?
I have to say, I really thank everyone that's here. It's really great. I was thinking nobody would show. So it's really great. And it's really wonderful to have these two guys on my team. So I feel really blessed. And I think that's been the story of this project. 3 years ago, I started writing the story. And last year, I remember exactly where I was. I had a film script, but I had no clue about how I was going to produce it. And I have an entire team, and it's happening. We have a $4 million budget, and it's going to happen. So I'm really excited. The story is, it's a story about possibility. It really is. We've been singing about Peace Train for what, 40 years? And this, the name of Peace Train is a great name because it says, come on, get on the Peace Train. And this story is a story about an example of how you can get on the Peace Train. There's three individuals, two Palestinians and one Israeli, and they meet at camp in the United States. And they go home, and they're really good friends. But then something tragic happens, and their friendship is challenged. And one of them has a dream, and in the dream, they are told to bring something new to the world instead of retribution, to bring possibility, to bring understanding. And so they create something called a friendship pod. And they begin doing these friendship pods, and they change their entire country, and they bring a peace to their country that nobody thought would ever happen. And that's the story in Cliff Notes. But there's a whole bunch of stuff that happens. And it's, the story is designed to inspire. And Michael asked me today, what was my vision for the book? And I was hem-hawing, and he said, well, you know, I have a vision. And so I stole it.
You did?
I stole it.
Yeah.
I stole his vision.
You have the license to do that. We have the ideas. We make them look like they're yours. That's good. I like that.
So my new vision for this book is that thousands and thousands of people will read the book, will see the film, and when they walk out of the theater, they will go into their cars, and they will do a friendship pod in the car, and they will realize, oh my gosh, this could change everything.
That's right.
So that's my new vision.
That's great.
Actually, it was a friendship pod in the parking lot before they even made it to the car.
No, I thought it would be in the car. It might be raining. It was raining at the time we got that idea.
Yeah, so.
And my idea was that they were all in convertibles because they would be in Southern California, Hollywood, where the film debuts. And they're not going to be cruising up to Malibu doing friendship pods along the way on the Pacific Ocean. That's my vision.
This is how it's gone for the last 3 days. I never had so many pictures taken in my life.
Renee, I would love to give our publisher a minute to share his thoughts on this auspicious occasion. The book, as everybody sees,
there it is.
Michael is the publisher of the book, and we're very excited about the story, obviously, but there's a...
Yeah.
There's a whole movement happening here, and I know you wanted to share.
When Denise called me about the book, you know, we get a lot of submissions, and after I heard a few minutes of the story, I realized this was something different. This was something very unique, and I read the manuscript, and I was very excited. I got on the phone, called her back the next day, because what you have here is all the elements of, you know, I raised four sons, and we talked about this the other day, that There are interesting challenges. I know there's a lot of parents in the room that understanding is a big thing, right? Hearing and being heard and listening to the other person, it's a big thing. And if it teams to function and all the work she's done in corporate America and training, teaching, coaching with her other book, it's a practical application. It's a story of what could happen, but it's also a practical application of how to put it to work. And to diffuse a lot of the anger, a lot of the mistrust that's in the world, a lot of the anxiety, that was a big word you used yesterday, and feedback from people and how that reading the book, it's lessened the anxiety because the other parties involved are feeling heard. They're feeling validated. And that's a very important thing with relationships. And what's so beautiful about this book and about this movie, it has all the ingredients. And I love it because Denise and the players she's brought to the team and the team that Renee has assembled, we were in L.A. last week, and I won't go into the details of that. Maybe the ladies will, but it was a very powerful meeting, and the players that are coming together, from the music to the financing to all the aspects of this. And to be a part of the book is what I'm excited about. And so I want everybody to get out their phone right now, reach into your pocket, your purse, your bag, wherever your iPhone, your Android, your flip phone, whatever you have, maybe you have a BlackBerry, whatever you have, I want you to pull it out. You don't know where your phone is.
I don't know why in my phone.
It's okay. We're with you in spirit.
Oh,
you're with us.
I see it.
Yeah, your phone is rolling right now.
You're going out to fight Facebook Live.
You've already purchased your book today, actually. I made sure of it when I was on your phone earlier. But yeah, if you don't know where your phone is right now, there may be one of Renee's friends are purchasing her book right now on your phone. So multiple copies. Here's the beautiful thing about Amazon is we get to there it is, right there. The biggest bookseller in the world. But only 70%. I'm going to tell you a story about that here in a minute and how she's going to blow this up. We get to pre-market the book for 90 days on Amazon. So it's actually going to be delivered to your phone or your computer on February 6th. But it's a way that you can almost become an investor in the movie, right? And you might say, how can my 99 cents make a difference? And I'll tell you how. There's a number of categories that the book's going into, and right now we're testing the categories. So when you go purchase it right now, let me know. Raise your hand once you find Renee's book, Peace Train. Just go to Amazon, type in Peace Train, click on books, type in Renee Mullen Masters, and it'll pop right up. And you'll see that she wanted to offer it for 99 cents for a short time, at least through tonight. And maybe it won't be available in the morning, so you want to do this right now. And then go up to $6.97 or something tomorrow. But go ahead and do it right now. It's going to do a couple things. Have you ever been shopping on Amazon and you noticed that you bought something and it says, hey, people that bought this also bought that? That's pretty cool, right? And do you think the person selling that item, do you think they have to pay extra for that marketing? They don't. And so what it was they had friends and family supporting their product. And she's got a great product here. You pre-buy it for 99 cents. And she starts showing up in this suggested selling on Amazon. And, of course, it gets delivered to your phone on February 6th. And then at that point, you're going to want to read it. I know, how many of you have already read the story?
Yeah.
Many, many of you have read the story. It's great, right? Those of you that have read the story, before you go tonight, there is another practical way you can help us. And I want you to come up to me, and I'm going to get a short little 30 or 60 second soundbite about what you like most about Peace Train, okay? That would be very helpful for us. to get the word out. Because what we'll do is we'll repurpose those testimonials, okay? Before their Amazon reviews, there'll be testimonials from you, and we can share those everywhere so people can see them. We'll create visuals, we'll create much. And I know you probably saw the little post-it notes around here that, hey, we might use your image. Lisa, Stephanie from Facebook are right here. We might use your testimonial to further the peace train, okay? So have you found her book yet?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Let's create a movement right now. Are you getting excited about this? I am excited. I'm telling you what. Imagine what's going on right now. There's something called algorithms. And I know there's people in the room much smarter than me on computer algorithms. But go ahead and buy it. How many of you have purchased it? Pre-buy it. Pre-order, 99 cents. Go ahead and do that right now. And something amazing happens. I'll go back to the hotel tonight, back to the lodge there at Calhoun's after we have a bite, and I'll log in, and I can see in the dashboard how many people are buying it. It's exciting. Very exciting.
We'll be doing Happy Dance Calhoun's.
We'll be doing Happy Dance.
Right. We're going to dance here later tonight. We've got some tunes.
We've got some tunes coming up. Yeah, and I'm going to pass the mic back here in a second, but I want to make sure everybody's found her book. Have you found it? And I want you to pre-buy it, pre-order it, and then I want you to share it. So I want you to share it on Facebook, tweet it out, hey, I just bought Peace Train, post it so all your friends can see it. How many of you normally buy something, but you always want to know if your friends had a good experience with it, right? Have they tried it? Have they bought it? We have people here tonight that we haven't met until tonight because of social media. And that's the beautiful thing about the book. And the story I love is how they're doing the radio show and how things go viral and how music's a big part of what happens and how the millennials get excited and activated and really find a purpose in creating peace.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. But with the book, the print book, she's already a best-selling author. We're going to make this book a bestseller. The print book will also be available February 6th in paperback and in hardcover. You want to get the hardcover because it's collector's edition. And this is a faux copy tonight that we're going to be doing book signings with. And so what we're going to do is we'll come around and she'll be signing some books later over here at the table as a photo op. Occasionally,
we're going to put the table right here on the red
carpet. Oh, that's a great idea. I like that.
Table right here.
You know, and I want to congratulate you, Renee, because I have New York Times best-selling authors that will call me and say, hey, I went to Seattle for my book signing and only 5 people showed up, you know? And looking around this room, you have a lot of support. You have a lot of love. There's a lot of excitement and buzz. And a little bit later, that's what we're going to do. So for those of you that have read it, be sure to come see me, right? Just tap me on the shoulder and let's be sure we get a video. Was everybody able to find the book and purchase it? If you need help, raise your hand. Benjamin and his lovely friend here will help you find that. All right.
It's my turn.
Did I take enough time?
Yeah.
This is your night. We're honoring you, but I had to say my stuff.
I know.
Now you know where you have Michael on the Dome Entertainment publishing team, right? Yes, he knows how to work a crowd.
Well, I'm very excited as publicist, as executive producer of the film. I just wanted to acknowledge Renee. You know, I remember when I was in college in journalism school, I went to film school in Los Angeles, and I moved from the Bay Area down there, and I worked at NBC as a TV producer. I volunteered there, or as we call it, an internship, for a year, where I drove an hour each way every day, so 2 hours a day, to intern at NBC for free for a whole year so I could get my first job in TV production. And one of the things that I loved about working in TV was having the opportunity to use my skills to share a message. What I found in that industry, however, was that it was a negative message that I was sharing. In some cases, some of the controversial topics of the day, and of course, you know, the chasing of ambulances and telling horrible stories as many of us are watching unfold in America right now. And I left that to become a copywriter at an advertising agency where I got to create the brand and the message for back in the 80s for Chemfill Software and TurboTax and companies that were just coming out with their very, very first software packages in Silicon Valley where I grew up. And what I love now, 30 years later, is to be able to be producing a film where we're sharing a positive message. I made a pact with myself when I walked out of NBC a year later, and even though that was my dream job, I've worked my whole life
I become Miss California, beauty queen. I had been the editor of the newspaper, the editor of the college newspaper, the editor of the high school yearbook, a broadcaster at the radio station, a news broadcaster. I mean, I did everything to get what I thought was going to be my dream job. And then you realize, you know, the ladder's on the wrong building. It's not really what you really wanted to do. And you get there, you're like, wow, I can't believe I'm here with all these negative people,
yeah.
You know? And I promised myself, how many of you have you worked with people that you don't really like? Come on, you know,
yeah.
You have to. Well, I don't have to work with people I don't like. And as Michael said, we get offered, we have clients calling all the time that are approaching us and want us to work with them. And we get to be selective with the team and the client that we would like to have on our team. And I know you already know this, Renee, but you're the kind of client that everybody wants to work with.
Yes,
sir.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay. Yay. Yes. Absolutely. And the reason why is because she wakes up every morning in prayer, and she has a conversation with her spirit, and she shares those messages with me, knowing that she can trust the message, and that I'm going to receive it, because we have the same vision for her book and for her movie. And as she shared in much of the media that we've already been filming the last few days, that these are love notes to the world, that she is downloading love notes from spirit that she's sharing in the form of book, in the form of movie, and soon to be in the form of every social media platform that's available to mankind around the world, right? From India to Africa to all the places that I go, I'll be sharing your message of the Peace Train. And of course, I'd like to at this time make the official announcement that we have a budget to film in Israel. So
yes.
That is why our banner says Peace Train Movie, Hollywood, and Jerusalem.
Woo!
So that is very, very exciting. Because we have a choice in filming the movie to make it look like Jerusalem or to take the risk of actually going there. And I would love for you to share just very briefly how you got that message from God and the Spirit that we're going to Israel. So we literally had to double our budget. I was like, okay, tell me what the number is going to be. And it turned out to be double. But I know there's a reason why, and I would love for you to share that.
Okay.
I want to say before that, just to let you know that there's something going on here that is pretty magical. I met Denise. I met a lady from Chicago who knew a guy in Washington State, who knew a guy in India, who knew Denise in LA. And that's how I met her.
It's true.
That's how it happened. So, yes. Well, you know, this whole process has been about following the crumbs. And what a crumb is really an impulse. And we were putting the budget together. We were trying to keep it under $1 million. And I had a dream. And in that dream, it was clear we had to go to Israel. So we got the budget, and we got... We've decided we want A players, and so the budget went from $1 million to $4 million. But we're still low budget, believe it or not. That's low budget category. So, and I'm very excited about this. I think this is going to make the film even better.